If you've been in the area long enough, you'll remember Jim and Tammy Faye Baker, the televangelists who built a sprawling religious theme park in Fort Mill in the 1980s. A scandal led to the park closing its doors. Now, a new evangelical ministry is hoping to restore parts of the old theme park, but as WFAE's Nick De La Canal reports, there's a fear that history might repeat itself.
If you drive down the interstate in Fort Mill, South Carolina, you'll come across the remaining vestiges of the old Heritage USA theme park. In the mid-80s, when the park was in its heyday, nearly 6 million people visited a year.
The PTL Television Network presents Jim and Tammy on location.
Televangelists Jim and Tammy Faye Baker wanted their theme park to be like a Christian Disneyland. It was a miniature railroad, costumed characters, a water park, a big castle. There was even a Main Street USA area conspicuously similar to the one in Disney's theme parks. And the park also served as an oversized stage for the Bakers.
And now, let's have a great big welcome for our host and hostess, Jim and Tammy Baker!
Thank you! Hello, everyone! Welcome to Heritage USA and the Heritage Island!
Ben Martin is a local resident and lifelong fan of Heritage USA. He fondly remembers attending the park growing up, and he now collects Heritage USA memorabilia.
As you watch those videos on YouTube, you can see in the background a lot of the setting. You got a lot of the water park going, the waterfalls, just the whole like action behind what was his dream coming true.
But that dream ended in 1987. The Bakers had been selling lifetime memberships to the park. For $1,000, you'd get a three-night stay in a luxury hotel at Heritage for the rest of your life. Tens of thousands of people bought in, but the Bakers only started building one 500-room tower, and construction was slow. Turns out, Jim Baker was using some of the money to pay off a church secretary who says he raped her. He also gave himself more than $3 million in bonuses. The Charlotte Observer exposed the Bakers' shadiness, and more media and legal scrutiny followed. Park attendance dropped, Jim went to prison for fraud, and Heritage USA filed for bankruptcy. Today, there's not much left of Heritage. Much of it has been bulldozed and developed into townhouses and small neighborhoods. But not everything's gone. At the top of a hill overlooking many of the new townhouses sits a few dilapidated buildings and some miniature railroad tracks leading to nowhere. And rising up behind those buildings is the infamous Heritage Tower, the 21-story brick and concrete hotel meant to house the park's lifetime members. It was abandoned before it was finished in the late 80s.
This looks like a war zone. I mean, this side of the building looks like it's been hit by missiles.
Eric Kinsinger is a nearby resident who wants the tower torn down.
It's falling apart, falling down, still has the construction debris chute standing from the 80s. There's a lot of windows broken out. Railings on this side of the building are falling down.
There's a tree growing on the roof.
Yes, there is a tree growing on the roof.
Tall weeds surround the base of the tower, a symbol of the Baker scandal. Large portions of brick have fallen off the facade. Birds fly in and out of the open windows. Kinsinger says urban explorers and daring youth will break in on a regular basis. He wants the tower to come down so badly, he created TearTheTowerDown.com, not to be confused with another, or impatient, website, BlowUpTheTowerNow.com. But standing in the way is another evangelical group. It's called Morningstar Ministries. It bought the property in 2004.
Jim Baker, when he got out of prison, he told me that he thought we were supposed to have that property. We would get it and restore it.
This is Rick Joyner, executive director of Morningstar Ministries, and whose followers regard as a prophet. His ministry has several churches and schools in North Carolina and New Jersey. Like the Bakers, he broadcasts his services from the Heritage USA site. This ministry has plans to finally complete the tower and turn it into a Christian retirement home. The sales pitch sounds familiar. For just $1,000, you can reserve a room in the hotel to live in for the rest of your life. Joyner says all the units got reserved. The plan was announced in 2008, but there's been no construction since. So, what's going on? Well, the ministry entered into a development agreement with York County in 2008. Joyner says he waited a year for the county to formally approve the agreement.
And then just out of the blue, they announced to the media that we were in default of the site plan. We said, what are you talking about? You haven't even approved the site plan yet. And they said, we approved it a year ago.
No deal has been reached, and now York County says the tower will likely need to come down. But that's not all. Former county manager Jim Baker, no relation to Jim Baker, the televangelist, different spelling, voiced his frustration in a 2012 county council meeting.
To this date, Morningstar has never represented to York County that they have ever obtained a true financing commitment for the tower from any financing entity at any time. Similarly, we have never been shown documents verifying any commitments to purchase any units in the tower, even though we have repeatedly asked to be shown such documentation.
Now, Joyner insists he did too have financial backers, but he has trouble naming them.
I can't remember their name right now. I'm sorry, that was so many years ago.
Joyner also says a construction company determined the building was structurally sound, but again,
I'm not sure which one it was because we've worked with so many.
All this is the subject of a pending lawsuit Morningstar filed against York County. The county's attorney, Michael Kendry, didn't return any calls or emails and told members of the county council not to talk to media. Joyner did agree to give WFAE the ministry's audited financial records, but the church never sent anything, despite repeated follow-ups. Joyner remains close to Jim Baker, the televangelist, who, by the way, has a new televangelism ministry near Branson, Missouri. In fact, Baker brought his show to the old Heritage USA studio last year. Joyner appeared on stage with him. But Joyner insists any comparisons between the two is unfair.
You know, I think that's guilt by association, and it's wrong.
No matter how long the legal battle wages on, Joyner says he's committed to finishing the tower. It's God's will. Jim Baker said so. For WFAE News, I'm Nick De La Canal in Charlotte.